At the Military Installation Development Authority's May Development Review Committee meeting, the committee heard another update from Extel. VP Kirk Krieg reported that contractors are on site at the Mayflower Mountain Resort project, with their top priorities including filling the 1.2 million gallon water tank, as well as revegetating 90 acres of land. Krieg explains once the state issued the yellow order, they allowed contractors to return to the site.
So slowly we're rebuilding. I will say that we're monitoring on a daily and weekly basis to make sure for the new normal that we are protecting not only our consultants and contractors, but also our staff, as health is very, very important.
Krieg says they also expect an update from CEO Gary Barnett on the construction loan for the military hotel.
Most of our capital in the United States is tied up. From a lending standpoint, we do need a construction loan for the MWR. We are talking to two different banks. We'll continue to shake that tree and get going when the lending frees up.
At the meeting, the committee discussed approving the conceptual and final plat subdivision language. Several versions were brought to the committee and included notes from the Midas staff, Extel, as well as Wasatch County planner Doug Smith. Members of the committee had some disagreements on whether the conceptual and final subdivision plat language should be more of an overview or dive more into details. After discussion, the committee voted to add more time to review proposed changes and tabled the item to their meeting on June 16. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.